Now, the Royal Botanic Garden in Edinburgh is appealing to the Pakistani government to release more than 4,000 copies of a botany textbook destined for Afghanistan. The 10 tons of books have been held at customs in Karachi for the past year. Ian Hedge, a senior botanist from the Botanic Garden, was one of the contributors to the new volume. He's been telling our reporter Hugh Williams what happened to the consignment of books, which is supposed to have been distributed to schools, colleges and environmental groups across Afghanistan.
It arrived safely in Karachi in February 2011, and they have stuck there since then because of bureaucratic stroke political difficulties between Afghanistan and Pakistan, and they are still there.
And why does that matter? I mean, these books ought to be big, available and being used by students in Afghanistan, I suppose is the point.
Yeah, the book is really intended to help revivify academic life in Afghanistan, but also for people in Afghanistan to know about the background geography, the ecology, the climate, the need for conservation. So this book it's obviously for the future.
And the thought that 4,300 copies of the book have been stuck in a shed somewhere at Karachi, how does that make you feel?
It's terrible. It really is very sad. It's an impasse situation. There's been high-level attempts to get it sorted out at ambassadorial levels, but we're still waiting to get these books through to people in Afghanistan, who I'm sure will be delighted to have it, because it's in published both in Dari, the local language, and in English.
So tell me how it was that you became involved with this project.
Well, I've always been interested in the plants of Southwest Asia, and by Southwest Asia I mean Turkey, Iran, Afghanistan, Pakistan. We knew that Afghanistan was one of the least collected parts of the area. So together with a Norwegian friend, I travelled there two times, once in 1962, once in 1969, for about 3 to 4 months. So we made big collections then, not for introduction into cultivation, but for the collections in the herbarium.
And many species, in fact, you were recording for the first time ever, photographing and taking samples unknown to science ever before.
A large number of them, because Afghanistan, there was that window of opportunity between the late 50s and the early 70s when it was possible to travel everywhere in Afghanistan. So we were able to collect very widely and did make important collections, and many species, new species to science, were recorded and subsequently described for us.
Is there something that makes this area so important to a botanist like yourself?
Well, Central Asia is a particularly interesting part of the world. You've got very old geology, you've a lot of plants that are restricted to that area, so-called endemics, and many of them are very, very isolated. I think people have this vision of Afghanistan as being everything like Helmand. It's rather deserty looking and uninviting and no plants. But in actual fact, it's a country of huge variety. I mean, you've mountains up in the northeast of the country going up to almost 7,000 metres, huge mountains, and then it drops away down to the deserts in the Helmand area, where you're talking about 500 metres. So you have this huge range of altitude, and you have a huge range of different ecologies throughout the whole of the country.
I guess, although you went to see the plants, you end up seeing the places and the people.
Yes.
You fall in love with it,
I guess. Completely. Before, I'd travelled in Turkey and a little in Iran, but for me, Afghanistan was the really beautiful country.
That was Ian Hedge from the Royal Botanic Garden in Edinburgh speaking to our reporter Hugh Williams.